granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is a man without a job now. His career as a fight manager folded up with Mousy's defeat at the hands of Iron Ike, and Abner is the full owner of the store and bakery by virtue of a paper which Lum signed as a joke. At least he thought it was a joke at the time. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears at Jot'em Down store discussing Lum's situation. Listen.
Selling pencils? Was Lum actual doing that?
Why, sure. Come to the house early this morning to ask if we wanted to buy any pencils.
Well,
I never was so surprised in my life.
No.
I told him I'd be glad to take one, help him out, but he never sold me none.
He never?
No, he just kept talking about how hard it is to make a living selling pencils and all, and never did offer to sell it to me again.
Well, I do know.
And he kept saying not to tell you that he was forced into such a job as that, just to get himself a few crumbs to eat.
A few crumbs?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, he told me not to tell you that once. He told me 100 times, I reckon.
Well, I do know. Well, he knowed you was coming over here to see me, so he just figured he'd work on my sympathies that way. That's about what he's up to. Yeah, I know him. He can't fool me. Doggies, I ain't gonna fall for it.
You ain't gonna take him back in the store at all, huh?
Of course I ain't. I'm gonna make him good and sorry that he ever signed that paper giving me the store and bakery. That's the only way I can get him to where he'll actually appreciate what this store means to him and me, Grandpap.
Of course, he did look pretty hungry, Abner. I'll say that for him.
He's just putting that on. He's got some money left. He taken his share out of the cash drawer last week before him and Mousy went over to Cherry Hill for the fight.
Yeah, but he had to pay an entrance fee for Mousy, didn't he?
Well, yeah, just $10. And I knowed he had more than that with him. No, he ain't broke, I don't think.
Of course, he might have spent his money awful free there, figuring he's going to get some of that $1,000 they would have got if Mousy to win the fight from Iron Ike. Now, he might have did that.
Yeah, he might have, but, well, I ain't going to worry about Lum starving. Not for a few days, anyway.
Well, I hope you're right. Wasn't that your ring just now?
I dog it, I believe it was, sure the world. More likely Lum with some scheme to get back in the store here.
Yeah, I know he wants to get back the worst way.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Bakery. Who? Oh, no, this ain't Abner. He ain't here right now. Goodbye.
Oh, now, you oughtn't to treat Lum that-a-way, Abner.
That warn't Lum, as that dad-blame Squire scheme.
Squire?
Yeah. Dog, is there something you got to back me up on, too, Grandpap? Recollect that bet me and him made the other day?
You mean where you bet the store against Squire's insurance business on the fight?
Yeah. Well, you heard him call off that bet after Cedric come in and told us that Mousy knocked Iron Ike down. We all thought Mousy'd win.
Well, of course I did. Heard him with my own ears. Said it was just a joke.
Yeah.
Dad blamed old skinflint.
Well, now, since he's learned that Iron Ike got up and win the fight, why, Squire wants to hold me to the bet.
Well, I wouldn't listen to it a minute.
Wants to take my store.
Garment, that snake in the weeds. Of course I'll back you up, Abner. And if he wants to take it to court, I'll get myself on the jury. That's what I'll do.
Good for you. I don't... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
There comes old Lum.
Oh, my goodness.
He's heading over this way.
Yeah, look how slow he's walking.
Yeah, putting on.
Wonder if he sold any pencils yet.
No telling. Doggies, he does look sort of pale there, though, don't he?
Yeah, he does. Paler than he did this morning. He never looked that way when he's there at our house.
He never, huh?
Wait a minute. It looks like he's got flour on his face.
Huh? Oh, all right, doggies, that's it. Why, it's going on. Mind out. Here he comes. Act like like you don't even notice how he looks.
No, I won't even look at him. I'll just sit over in the library and read.
Yeah, don't let on. Well, howdy, Lom. Come on in.
Howdy, Abner. Hello there, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lom.
Nice of you to drop in, Lom. What can I do for you?
Oh, not much, I reckon, Abner. I just like to get a few groceries.
Why, sure. Be mighty happy to sell you some.
On a credit.
Credit?
Yeah, I hate to ask that of you, Abner, but when a feller ain't got no... Well, I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, now, if it's money you mean, Lum, I know you got some of that.
Abner, let's not discuss it at all. All I want's just a few groceries. Just a few crumbs, that's all. Just a few measly crumbs to keep this old shell of mine going.
Old shell?
I see you don't know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
I can understand why you don't. You're a prosperous citizen, rich and contented, owner of a big store and bakery here. Here I am, just a feller out selling. But I don't want you to know that.
Know what?
Did Grandpap mention anything to you about me selling pencils?
Oh, no, he didn't. Not a word, I don't think.
Never, huh?
No.
Well, I don't want you to know about it, Abner. I don't want you to feel sorrowful for me just because I can't even sell a few pencils.
Well, have you got any to sell?
Oh, yeah. I scraped up a few pennies and invested in some capital stock of pencils. Did you want to buy some?
Well, let's see them. Let's see what you got. Oh, well, yeah, that's just like we got in the store here. How much you getting for them, Mom?
10 cents. Just 10 cents apiece.
10 cents? Well, them's just penny pencils, Lum. That's what I sell them for.
I know. That's what I had to pay for them, though. So I gotta sell them for 10 cents to make a profit.
Oh, well, you'll never get nobody to pay that much for them, Lum. Why don't you go down to Mose Moots' barber shop, Lum? Mose is still looking for a shoeshine boy. He'll hire you.
Shoeshine boy?
Yeah, of course. It don't pay much, but it's steady work. You could live.
No, Abner, I ain't got no experience at that. I wouldn't fit in down there no way.
You wouldn't, huh?
No. Feller's just good for one thing, looks like. You take somebody like, say, some feller that's spent all of his life building up a store and bakery, for instance, and then when somebody takes it away from him, he just ain't no good for nothing else.
Well, now, I never took a store away from you.
No, I know you never. It was all my own fault. Everything's fair and legal.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lawsuit you or nothing. I'm just done for, and that's all they are to it. Clean done for.
Oh, well, now, you oughtn't to feel that way about it, Lom.
Well, feller, may as well face the truth. But you don't need to worry about me, Abner. I'll be all right. I'll write you once in a while from the orphan's home.
Orphan's home?
Yeah, I never aimed for you to know that, but now that you found out, I may as well tell you, I reckon. I put in my application for a place over at the orphan's home there this morning.
I don't believe that, Long.
No, sir, it's the truth, Abner. Facts is, I'm expecting a phone call from them any minute now. And they're going to tell me if they'll take me. Might not even get in there.
Well, Lom, you can't go to the orphan's home.
I'm an orphan, ain't I?
Well, yeah, but, well, them orphans over there is little bitty ones. You're a grown-up man, Lom.
I don't see what difference the age makes. Orphan's an orphan. He's got to go someplace.
Yeah.
Besides, I'll make him a good orphan. I can chop wood and bake bread and I know how to do that work from, well, in here in the old days.
Oh.
Maybe somebody will take me and raise me and
feed me and clothe me. You're just saying them things. I don't believe a word that you've told me.
Well,
orphans home, for the land's sake.
Think whatever you like, Abner. I can't be hurt no more than I am now, anyway.
Well, now, to be honest, Lum, well, I ain't doggies, Lum. I don't know what to think about it, but I know that you can't go to no orphans home. Wait a minute. I believe that's my ring.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never.
Hello? Jot 'em down, store and bakery. Who? I can't understand you. Huh? Oh, just a minute. Here, Lum, for you, the orphans home, they said.
Well, good. I was feared they wouldn't call. Thank you. Hello. Yes, this is Little Lum Edwards. Orphan Lum. You have, huh? Well, good. I'll bring my things on over there tonight.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. He's serious.
Yes, all right. Thank you ever so much. Goodbye. Well, I guess that's that, Abner. Reckon this is goodbye for us.
Well, now wait a minute now, Lum. Now, here, now, let's talk this thing over first, Lum.
Well, you heard the phone call, Abner. I can't keep them waiting for me. I got to go home and get my things together.
Well, now, wait a minute. Doggett, where did I put that paper to you, son?
No, now, don't go getting that out, Abner. That's a legal document. You don't want to tear that up or nothing. Do you?
Yes, sir. I'm going to tear it up. Porter did it long ago. I'll carry this thing too far.
Well, I don't want you to do it just because you feel sorrowful for me. No, I can stay at the orphan's home there till somebody adopts me.
Now, don't talk that way, Lum. You make me so ashamed of myself, I don't know what to do. Where did I put that paper?
No, I won't let you do that now, Abner. I signed the store over to you, and I'm getting just what's coming to me. Maybe you put it in that top drawer over there.
Yeah, that's just about where it's at.
How did that sound, Mr. Lum? Cedric, you get out of here.
What's the matter, Cedric?
Did I fool you, Mr. Abner?
Fool me?
Yes, Mom, did I sound like the orphan's home all right?
Huh?
Get out of here, Cedric.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Aye, doggies, just for that, Lum Edwards, you ain't never going to get this store back.